Okay, fighting fraud is one thing. Fighting fees may be equally noble. Today's last word in business comes from Ed Leong. The former San Francisco housing inspector is an avid player of badminton. He's been whacking shuttlecocks. There's a phrase that I didn't know you could get away with saying on the radio. He's been whacking shuttlecocks on the city's free courts for more than 25 years. But in January, the city imposed a $4 fee to try to close a budget gap. That move might have been tolerated, but the city did not impose new fees for basketball and volleyball players who use the same courts. Sports discrimination. And who knows, some people may have thought it was more, because, according to the Wall Street Journal, the vast majority of San Francisco badminton players are Asian, and many felt the city was singling them out. Mr. Leong led a charge against the fees. He collected signatures, camped outside City Hall, and even called city officials to lobby them directly. And the city has finally agreed to lower the badminton fee to $1 and applied the same $1 fee to volleyball and basketball players as well. Mr. Leong told the Wall Street Journal the sport keeps him lean and will help him live past his next birthday when he will be 87. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.